Good afternoon. It's Monday, April 16th. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm Sean Birch with today's South Carolina news headlines. Inmates armed with homemade knives fought each other for about 7 hours over territory and money, leaving seven of them dead in the worst U.S. prison riot in 25 years. South Carolina Public Radio's Vince Kolb-Lugo has more.
Inmates who witnessed the scene described the violence, saying that bodies were literally stacked on top of each other. Officials say the fight started in one dorm a little after 7 Sunday night and spilled over into two other dorms in the following hours. Director of Corrections Brian Sterling said officers waited before entering the cell blocks.
We're not going to just send one or two officers in there. We're going to gather a force that is safe for all our officers, and we're going to go in and we're going to take that dorm back with force. And if there's any resistance, we'll be able to put that resistance down immediately. So we're not going to put our officers and other staff in harm's way.
17 inmates were injured and are being treated at outside facilities. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Kolb-Lugo in Columbia.
And South Carolina's newest port was officially opened today. State officials were on hand in the PD city of Dillon for the State Ports Authority's opening of Inland Port Dillon. The new inland port will utilize train service to handle container movement to and from Dillon to the Port of Charleston, greatly reducing truck movements in and out of the port. Here's Ports Authority President Jim Newsom.
We move about 25% by rail now, so this is in addition to that. So it gives us a great capability to increasingly use rail, and rail is an important way to move containers today because there are only so many trucks in the system today. That's not a growing asset, so we've basically got to leverage that by using rail.
Inland Port Dillon is the second inland port utilized by the Port of Charleston. The first inland port opened in Greer in the upstate in 2013. Three men have been arrested and 32 dogs have been rescued after federal authorities broke up a dogfighting operation in the Midlands. The FBI said the operation was discovered last week while warrants were being served on three Columbia men thought to be convicted felons in possession of guns and ammunition. Agents said the dogs in the operation were discovered during weapons searches. The three men have been charged with weapons violations. The dogs have been taken to a temporary shelter where they will remain until a court decides where they should go. A school teacher in the Lowcountry has been arrested and charged with sexually assaulting two students at her home last week. Battery Creek High School English teacher Brittany Wetzel was arrested by Beaufort County Sheriff's officers at her home today, charged with battery and providing alcohol to minors. A second school employee, Akina Andrews, turned herself into deputies this afternoon. Andrews is also charged with providing alcohol to minors. And in other news, Eleanor Roosevelt's granddaughter was aboard the USS Yorktown just outside of Charleston this weekend to celebrate a very special anniversary. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen has more.
The USS Yorktown celebrated its 75th anniversary Sunday with a very special guest. Nancy Ireland is the granddaughter of Eleanor Roosevelt. The former First Lady christened the Yorktown in 1943. It slid out of dry dock early in Virginia, so she threw the bottle of champagne at the ship's hull instead of swinging it. Her granddaughter's rechristening Sunday also did not go off without a hitch. It took three times, but finally, the bottle broke.
And it is wonderful to do something my grandmother did.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
And those are your headlines for this afternoon. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm Sean Birch.